CliffCentral.com.
Yes. Touch Central with Fifth Harmony and Worth It with Kid Ink thrown into the mix. Too very, very nice. We're here to look after you on spring day today. Mubs is wearing a summer dress.
It's a skirt and top.
Very nice.
Very bright colored. Very nice. Orange.
I know I was promising we would speak to Zuleika's sister. Anyway, Flax did get hold of her. She's at school, but we'll talk to her tomorrow.
Not school, varsity.
Oh, varsity. All right. Her sister's
we'll
at school.
Chat to her tomorrow.
Okay.
She had an 8 a.m. class.
All right. We'll talk to her tomorrow. Don't worry. It's under control. Sometimes these things are just slightly delayed. But we did have Omi on this morning, all the way from Jamaica.
Was he in Jamaica at the time or
I think he was in New York.
Yeah.
What was the area code that you used to call him?
He was in Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
He was in Jamaica.
All right. Very nice. So back in his homeland. But if you want to hear that, then we'll podcast the highlights of all of that on touchcentral.fm as well. And by the way, there are a couple of questions coming in and some comments too. I lost my temper with Kala earlier, but I know he'll forgive me because he's listened to me for a long time. And if he won't, then Kala, come on down here and punch me in the face.
Oh, don't. I mean, just now he comes here and does punch you in the face, and then what must
you know,
we do?
I get angry like anyone else. Especially when the phones aren't working and everything, and then he sends me some comment about how I'm selling out or whatever. I take these things personally. I can't help it. I'm just a dumb guy.
No, you're human. You are human.
Mandla says, some of us don't care about Drake. How about winning a date with Mabale Moloi?
Well,
there we go. Mandla cutting right to the chase with you, Mubs.
Sure, okay, then.
Just think Cindy. It's like Drake in Miami. Or Mabale Moloi.
In Johannesburg.
In
Rondberg.
Monty for a night?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Well, the one is much more expensive than the other,
just
and I'm not going to say which
expensive.
It is.
Yeah. Well,
it
depends how you quantify
it. Do me, Morake and I, the other day while doing sipping tea, we saw the picture that Mandla uses for his avatar, and we had some very nice things to say to
him. Oh, okay.
If Mandla, that is, in fact, you in that picture. Oof. Okay.
Mandla, send us more pictures of you so that Mabale can make up her mind. And she might just give you that prize as a pancela. Cindy wants to know, quick question. What about the crazy shows on Cliff Central, like the Casper Radio Show, the Sex Show, Gas Comedy, etc.? Those all continue. I mean, CliffCentral.com is not disappearing. It's just another channel. And if you've got both apps on your phone, you can have the best of both worlds. You don't have to choose. It's up to you. So don't worry, Cindy. You will lose nothing. And that's the important thing here. I don't want to betray my audience by giving them less of what they don't want, what they do want and more of what they don't. I want to give you the opposite. I want to give you what you do want. So Easy says, I love the new app, and he sent me a couple of screenshots. Kyle Young just posted a picture of the apps for both Touch and Cliff Central on his phone in a folder called Yah. Thank you, Kyle. We love you.
Good name for the folder.
Very cool. Barry says, hey guys, during the music section before Tebow came on, the audio went really loud and then soft and then slightly louder. The broadcast audio is still somewhat louder than before the song. Well, you know what? We'll try to sort that out. Obviously, it's the first day of us going live, so there are going to be some technical things that we need to deal with, and we hope that you'll just bear with us. But most of it seems to be under control, and I'm getting lots of very cool messages from people. So it's all happening. Carl says, Flax, I was once at the doctor and they were running 50 minutes late and they still had the audacity to let a smooth-talking medical rep in before me. I knocked on the door and said, excuse me, this is my time slot. And apparently they let this guy in. How do you like that?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but doctors' waiting rooms can learn a thing from Domino's. 30 minutes or it's free. You shouldn't make someone wait for so long. What a waste of someone's time.
And it happens in a lot of doctors' rooms.
And they charge you for it.
It seems to be the strategy that they use is to keep you waiting.
I wait more for the doctor than I actually spend with the doctor.
Carl also says, alternatively, you could send the doctor a bill for your time.
That would go down well. What I actually did, because I complained to my doctor, he gave me, he basically paid for my medication.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, doctors get sent like free trials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he gives me the trials. So I was like, I'll chill to wait.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's all right then. You scored.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Harry says, suggestion for a weekly segment for Ben on the sport. Where are they now? The one-hit wonders of sport. You could start with someone like Earl Rose.
Yeah, that's cool.
Who is Earl Rose?
Probably a golfer.
No, Earl Rose is a rugby player. He once drove a BMW through a shop window.
Why? Because he felt like it?
Look,
we thought Oscar Pistorius was a problem.
Yeah, there's quite a story behind Guys Like That. Yeah, good idea.
All right. Craig says, I told my ex-client about Touch Central and Cliff Central. I'll add the Touch Central app when I can remember my Gmail password. Well, figure it out. Come on, Craig. What the hell's wrong with you? And Lubabalo says, the show is proper. I love it. Well, it's a pleasure. If you've only just today, for the first time, used your phone as your radio, you will know that the power to choose is in your hands, finally. And on the first day of September, it's a perfect ripe day to make changes. The flowers are starting to come out. The trees are starting to shoot. The birds are chirping in the trees.
The pheromones are going to have you doing dumb shit very soon.
It's just after 9 o'clock. All right, let's pay attention to some important stuff. What's going on in the news?
You know, Leonardo DiCaprio could potentially find himself in a pile of hot steaming poo.
Why? What's he done?
Yo. He is being urged to repay millions of dollars that was apparently used to bankroll the Wolf of Wall Street movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently these funds were embezzled, which is where it becomes a little bit tricky here. The Department of Justice in the United States are investigating the whereabouts of $3.5 billion that was misappropriated from the Malaysian Sovereign Wealth Fund between 2009 and 2015.
Oh, wow.
Every time you see Leonardo DiCaprio getting involved in these environmental green things, whatnot, they're could possibly have been some shady stuff happening behind the scenes.
I am sorry.
I've heard about getting into character, but by getting into character by getting embezzled money for a movie about embezzlement.
You're right. He's very much a method.
How did he not get an Oscar for this?
That is dedication, man. That is heavily dedicated.
Method actor, method producer.
It's being dubbed the world's largest embezzlement case. So a court filing from the Department of Justice alleges that at least some of that money found its way into DiCaprio's pocket.
Shady dealings.
Through his
movie. By the way,
movie.
This does not help the Italian community, who already are struggling to be taken seriously as business people.
DiCaprio,
right?
Oh.
And you know the mafia. And now he's the guy who has to explain himself to the tax man. This is very complicated.
There's a 136-page complaint document in which the A-list actor is not named. So his name as Leonardo DiCaprio does not appear. He's simply referred to as Hollywood Actor 1. But the Telegraph seems to, you know, think that the Hollywood Actor 1 is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Uh-oh.
There is a 35-year-old Malaysian businessman who also happens to be DiCaprio's drinking partner. His name is Zhou Lo. It's spelled J-Ho. You know, you got J-Lo and this is spelled J-Ho.
I don't know if I'd want a business partner called J-Ho.
So this guy, he is accused of spending more than $1 billion of that money on himself.
Wow.
Lo is accused of using that cash to buy bottles of champagne.
Hold on. Just everybody stop. Wait a second. To spend $1 billion.
On yourself.
Just think about this. The biggest, most expensive house in South Africa is a couple of 240-250 million rand, okay?
Okay.
So call it, even if it was 10 rand to the dollar, that would only be $250 million. 25 million dollars, sorry. How do you get to $1 billion of spending on yourself? What are you buying?
Yeah.
There isn't enough stuff to buy to get to $1 billion. You have to be spending on absolute shit. You have to be wasting money left, right, and center.
Well, how much do things like private jets cost?
I don't know, but that's one way to waste money.
Maybe you've got four of them in the air at the same time.
Yeah, and you're only one person, but you've got four jets just in case.
Four jets and maybe three yachts. Because, you know, those things come with heavy price tags.
I'll tell you what, that is actually a talent. If you can spend $1 billion on yourself. That's a talent.
Yeah, but if you then bankroll a movie, movies are a lot of money, huh?
Yeah.
It gets difficult to think how you can spend this.
It does get difficult. So I don't know what's going to happen now, because if these allegations are true, that some of this money that was embezzled made it into Leonardo DiCaprio's pocket, could potentially be charged with a whole bunch of nasty stuff.
Mm. Well, you know what? Leonardo DiCaprio, he got his Oscar.
Yeah.
At least in terms of embezzled money. Even if he, if he's had a good year, it's because of the money in his account, not the Oscar. Right?
And the models.
Well, what a life this guy has.
I mean, I think he's dating a new model currently.
I would like him to go to jail just because his life is so perfect.
Just because you're so
I'm a jealous, miserable person. Who, I don't have his looks. I don't have the yacht with the models.
Yeah.
I don't have the Oscar on the shelf. I don't have the embezzled cash. Come on.
Yeah.
This guy deserves jail. Everybody knows.
Okay, sure.
Right.
I'm actually trying to find out what is the latest on this whole Chris Brown debacle.
Oh.
Because at some point yesterday, I saw people tweeting about how this woman who's alleged that Chris Brown pulled a gun on her was apparently lying. It's very difficult to know what the latest is regarding that story, depending on which, you know, which.
I can play you the actual clips that he was putting up on Snapchat.
Yeah, do that. Because remember, we were saying yesterday, was this guy high or drunk or both?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
This is while the SWAT team is outside his house. This is Chris Brown. Listen.
So I'm asleep half the damn night. I just wake up. All these motherfucking helicopter choppers is around. Police out there at the gate.
Police.
Come on, my nigga. What the fuck else do y'all want from me, bro? I stay out of the way, take care of my daughter, do work. I don't even fuck ugly bitches, trifling bitches, whatever the fuck it is. I'm not on that, bro.
I just want to point out, I think he's totally sober at this point.
Okay.
All
right. If you're tired, I'm going to be dealing with this bullshit. Y'all, every 3 months, y'all got tired of me, right? It gotta be. Every 3 months, y'all come up with something, bro. What is it? What's gonna be next? I'm a fart of elephant? Come on, my nigga. But at the same time, when I call the police for stalker people that are endangering my life, they don't come till the next day. Let somebody make a fucked up allegation about me. And, oh yeah, the whole fucking SWAT team. My nigga, I'm innocent. Fuck everybody. I'm tired of hearing this shit. And all this new shit, y'all ain't doing nothing but giving me better publicity. How old is it going to be?
Now, by the way, the SWAT team are outside his house.
A whole SWAT team.
And this is just before he fills a duffel bag with guns and drugs
okay.
and throws them out of the window to the cops. Stupid idiot.
What? What was he... Was he giving it to them, or was he thinking, I better get rid of this stuff before they barge into my house?
I don't think he's thinking at all.
But what constitutes having an entire SWAT team called to your home? I mean, what must you have done?
Well, you've got to be a pretty bad human being to get that happening.
So the woman accusing Chris Brown of pointing a gun at her, right? Her name is Bailey Curran. She's a 24-year-old model. She says that she had gone to meet with Chris Brown because they were going to discuss her being a part of an upcoming music video of his.
Oh, this sounds like a Bill Cosby casting call.
Oh, dear.
I would like you to come and join me so that I can see if I can cast you in my music video. Just have this pill and this drink first.
And what happened?
So she says that she goes over to meet with Chris Brown to talk about being in an upcoming music video. And then out of nowhere, one of Chris Brown's friends catches her staring at some other kind of jewelry display.
Uh-oh.
And starts yelling at her, don't stare at the diamonds or whatever. Next thing, she says that she's got a gun in her face or whatever, because people start yelling and screaming around her. And she said that she actually fled from the home. Barefoot. That's what she says.
Oh, that's pretty. That sounds trashy.
That's what she alleges.
But if you've got diamonds on a display, why don't you want people to look at them? What is the point of having diamonds if people aren't looking at them?
I'm not entirely sure of the story and the facts that are being released. Flex, do you know anything new?
Do you know anything about this?
I do know Chris Brown was released on bail.
Mm.
Bail was set at $250,000, and he paid that. Who can cough that amount of money up to the government just like that? That is crazy amounts.
Oh, he's got cash in the safe. Everybody has cash in the safe if you're a rapper. You have to make a quick getaway. You need to have cash.
$250,000?
Yeah.
I'd rather rot in jail.
You know that South African guy who's accused of murdering his wife, Jason Rodder?
Yeah.
He apparently paid that bail cash, and that was 100,000 rand. So.
Have you seen that? You've watched the TV series Billions, right?
Yeah.
And you saw the guy and his wife when they're clearing out the safe
the gold and stuff they have down there.
They got like gold, and they got cash money and all kinds of things.
Different lifestyle.
Touch is back in the studio. Have you? Have we given away all the t-shirts and all the caps? What's going on there? Come up to the microphone. Ben's got no cap will fit on Ben. Listen, Touch, there is no cap that will fit on Ben's enormous head. But watch, he's going to open up to the... Watch. He's going to open it up to the biggest setting and it still won't fit. Look, it still doesn't fit. You think I'm kidding?
I mean... Sorry, with all due respect.
I know I have a large head.
It's a huge head.
Do you have a lot of hair or you have a big head?
His mother gave birth really to him, she had to stay in hospital for 3 weeks longer.
Thank you for the hat.
I know
we're
uncensored,
nice.
But I'm not going to talk about that. But you do have a big head, though.
It is. It's massive. Yeah.
But you see, it landed you in the studio, so you're doing a lot of work with that big head.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Big shout out to you. You got more shirts and caps. Our foot soldiers are handing them out at big intersections, by the way.
All right. Thank you very much. There is the CEO of Touch Central, Mr. Thibaut Touch. He keeps calling me like Advocate Cliff, Dr. Cliff, Mr. Cliff.
Did you guys
bizarre.
You know why Gareth got in more trouble at SABC than any DJ? Because first of all, he's the only DJ at SABC that thoroughly reads his contract. He knows how to defend himself at BCCSA. He's the only guy with the biggest fight at BCCSA and won all of those cases. And he recently won a big case. So people didn't know that he's a law student. And no wonder why. So this is what happens. Every meeting that Gareth and I goes to with any clients, and they give us a contract or anything to read,
he just passes it on.
White man, I know you're good at this one.
Yeah, and then I make sure that he gets the check. Yeah. That's what he's good at.
Everybody's
all right.
Got their strength.
That's right. Okay, here's a nice, interesting message. Apparently, Donald Trump's meeting with the Mexican president went really, really well. And his server is now overloaded with new donations.
Is that because he made his staff members wear caps reading, "Make Mexico Great Again also.
I know, this sounds like a Tiger and Kylie Jenner story again.
Apparently some more exciting stuff that went on in Parliament. I just want to get through this before we get to O'Neill. Togo Didiza was back in Parliament.
Okay.
You know, she ran as mayor of Pretoria, obviously lost that.
Mm.
And Julius got up and asked an embarrassing question, and then she put him in his place because Togo Didiza is experienced and she knows Parliament. Listen to this. First, I think it's Mbuyiseni Ntlozi. And then Togo Didiza is at the mic. Listen to this.
Thanks, Chair. We wanted to record officially that this parliament must immediately start investigations of a fraudulent act that has been committed by Councillor Pismabe, who has been sworn in as a councillor in Mogale City. You can't be a councillor and be a member of parliament at the same time. You automatically renounce your membership of parliament once you take over the councillorship.
So you can't, in other words, be in both. You have to be either in the city council or in parliament. You can't be in both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Pismabe has obviously moved over since losing Mogale City. Pismabe has moved back into parliament, and the EFF, of course.
Of course.
Because they're troublemakers. They raised this. And then Togo Didiza is in the chair.
As far as we're concerned, the last time she was sworn in as a public representative was when she was sworn in as a councillor in Mogale City. She must remain as such. She's no longer a member of parliament. And I know for a fact that there was no any other member of parliament that was sworn in except the three members of parliament of the EFF since the end of the local government elections. So she must remain as a councillor. She must not enter here. She must hand in the access card like all members that resign from the assembly. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, Honourable Member.
This is Togo.
Honourable Member Sope, I have noted your concern, your question for clarity, and I will duly answer. I did not take up office in Tshwane. I didn't. Thank you very much, Honourable Malima.
I wanted to check if it's parliamentary for mayors to chair parliament.
What a welcome. I can see that we missed one another very much during this period. It is indeed not parliamentary, but as indicated, Honorable Didiza did not become a mayor of Tshwane, and I think the wish of Honorable Steynhuisen was granted in a message he sent to me early in the campaign, that he would want to see me back here in Parliament. So I'm back.
All right, so there's some, at least they have a sense of humor about things after the local and municipal elections, which people thought were very, very interesting, and people thought were very, very challenging, and there was a huge amount of, you know, beforehand there was nastiness about which party you belonged to and whether or not you'd win, and it seems they've sorted out their nonsense.
Yeah.
All right.
They can now go back to the business of running.
Correct.
The National Assembly.
Okay, very good. Coming up, Onizi. That's right, O'Neill on Cliff Central before, and now O'Neill on Touch Central. He, of course, that you will remember from a show where they used to do the most amazing music collaborations. We've met him many times here, but I thought we'd, just for this morning, find out what he's got up his sleeve for his new show on Touch Central with Dineo Ranaga. So, Onizi, on his way next. It's Jidana with Niggers. That's K-N-I-C-K-E-R-S, as in panties. Not what you thought. What did you think it was?
I didn't think it was anything other than what it is.
My knickers. That's what it is. All right? Just in case you were wondering. Because there are a lot of people who they like to get all serious about these things and make it political. It's not political. All right, this morning earlier, in case you have no idea what this is all about, Jane, who runs the office for us, she is our housekeeper, among other things. Jane is also the guardian of sugar and milk supplies, among others, coffee supplies. She makes sure that everybody is well hydrated and looked after in the building. And she had a big fight with KF Malindi from Zim Conversations, who called in this morning. KF made a startling admission. Mm-hmm. KF thinks that you are in love with him, mm-hmm. Jane Malachi. He thinks you think of him as a Ben 10.
Oh, no, no. He thinks that I like him or I want him.
He thinks that you want him.
That's what he
to
told
be
us.
My Ben 10.
Yes. Mm.
You know what? Can you tell KF that I can't date somebody who taking 7 sugar? Because I'm only taking 2.
Not 7. It was 5. Then it was 6. Five. Not 7.
No, okay, let me explain to my 7. He bought sugar and he thought maybe he can take 7. Even if he bought sugar, he's not allowed to take 7. The one that he bought is just replacing the one that he's been taking all along. That's it. Can you tell KF I'm not dating the person? No, he can be my Ben 10 if he can just not take maybe 4 or 3.
So you do like him, Austin?
Oh, okay.
Like him to be my Ben 10.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he's a good-looking guy?
Be honest.
To be honest, no.
Not for you?
No, it's not my type, actually, because he's too small. Oh. I know, I like somebody like
O'Neill. O'Neill.
O'Neill. I need those body things.
Ah. I need the man. O'Neill's very fit.
O'Neill's very fit. I need the man that I can lift all the time. I need the man that I can just...
O'Neill has a six-pack.
You see, yeah. I like the six-pack. Yeah. Oh, no, six-pack. Oh,
yeah,
six-pack.
Not six sugars, six-pack.
Oh,
let's see what KF says. Hey, KF, you're on the line.
Oh, my God. No, I can't. How can you do that?
Jane, I hear you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm finished.
Right, so KF, you heard it there. She's got no interest in you romantically.
You're not his type, KF.
But that's what I was talking about, Ned. Just trying to fatten me up, get me a bit bigger.
Do you want him to be stutla mafetle fetle?
Oh my God! Actually, okay, let me think. Okay, no. KF, you are okay the way you are. I don't want you. Just stop taking 6 sugar. Take 3 or 1. You embarrassing yourself, man. How can if you go somewhere maybe to like a restaurant, they can ask you how many
and
sugar do you take.
And
you can
ask for 4 packets of sugar.
You doesn't mean that you have to take 4.
All right. Jane, I heed to exactly what you say. I'm going to start watching my sugar consumption.
I'm going to get a mediator in here. We're going to have a proper council set up. and we will figure out the how we can resolve this issue. I can't have people fighting, KF, every time you come in to record your show. I can't have Jane fighting with you. I'm going to bring in a proper mediator, and you two are going to sit down and figure out this nonsense.
Or maybe we have to try to see if we can date each other.
Thank you, Jane.
I don't see where this is going, guys.
I see how you would get confused, KF. All right, listen, enough of both of you. I'm tired of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sugar Talk continues. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. Madness. That's the kind of thing that happens here in this office. All right. Enough of the rubbish. Let's get straight into one of the new shows on the lineup for Touch Central. It starts today, 1 p.m. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be a brand new take on everything. Music, entertainment, and the man to do it is everybody at Cliff Central and Touch Central's boyfriend. He's the guy who every girl wants. O'Neill.
Must be nice.
No idea.
You know it's
really
true. Listen, I've seen the way all the women here respond when you walk in. They're all so excited to see you. And what is this thing that you've
How
got
How come
going?
You don't do that, Mabali? I haven't seen it.
What? I do it on
you've
the
inside. He's got steez.
On the inside. You know, no.
I was winking at you the whole night at the launch the other day.
You know, you were very busy because you had all these women
you
around
zero
you.
Zero time for me.
Yeah, but Mabali is always like that. She plays hard to get. I mean, I've been trying to, you know, get her romantically interested in me since we first met and she could give a shit.
8 years ago.
Yeah. She doesn't
Like,
care.
What's that about, Mabali?
No, this is actually about you, not me.
Okay.
See, right, cool. See how she shut you down.
Yeah, this is what you do, huh?
This is about you.
So, O'Neill, this is a brand new show. It's going to be very exciting. It's a different thing to anything that we've done before.
Yeah.
You're going to have music. You've been a DJ on a music radio station before, too. Yes. So this is not new to you.
No. Not at all.
What do you got planned?
I think today, more than anything, I anticipated a bit of chaos. So when I came in here and you were steaming, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, I was throwing phones around.
Yeah, so I think to try and plan for today is really highly ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen. Look, today I'm going to be introducing my co-host, Dina Oranaga.
Mm-hmm.
What we will do is we'll interview one another. She will interview me. I'll interview her.
Excellent.
And then...
Will you ask each other rude and personal questions?
Yeah, obviously there's so much to draw out of her.
Yeah.
She's, she's had her fair share of drama. So there's so much to draw out of her. Over and above that, I will have a guest, an artist, you know, just to maintain the, what we've always done, the life element of the show.
Right.
That'll come through today. I also have, fortunate enough to have a friend who is a radio host based in Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
She's somebody who I'll be talking to on a weekly basis among other radio hosts and media personalities around the continent for a feature called Africa Access.
Excellent.
So she happens to be in the country at the moment. So we're going to bring her in and just introduce her to the listener, before she flies back to Tanzania tomorrow. So some great music features that we're going to try out today. So we're looking forward to that.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. Will you be bringing in rappers and singers and Junior on the keyboards and all that stuff? Because people who have listened to you on Cliff Central for the longest time will want to know that they can still get some of that good stuff.
Look, that's a huge part of the show. And I think it has become a huge part of the business. In fact, it's actually one of the things that we have that's unique here. So I think, we're not going to get rid of that. We're going to keep it. We will have that. We will have the regular, what people are used to on a Friday where we have four guests.
Right.
But throughout the week, we'll do like two guests, but we'll still maintain the live element.
And it's two action packed hours.
Yeah, no, certainly. There's just so much, to do now that I have a co-host and, this also means I'd be able to focus on stuff like the production of the show. I'm very big on production. While she focuses, she does maybe some of the links or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
It really gives me an opportunity to just tighten up the show other loose ends that may be available on the show. So, yeah.
All right. And then, of course, you're also going to have new music that you've met Felicity, who's putting the playlist yes. together. What do you think of her? Give me a rating out of 10.
Oh, she's amazing. Listen, anyone who would choose to sleep at the office.
I know. She was working all night.
All night. I left her here. I left there slightly, I think, after one.
Mm-hmm.
And she continued to work. I came in here this morning. She was still here working.
Dedication.
So for me, that's dedication, if you ask me. So we are very excited, man.
All right. Are we going to also be talking to people in Tanzania, in Botswana? Are there lots of people listening all over Africa?
Yes.
You know?
I've got teams. I've got a team in Kenya. I've got WhatsApp teams everywhere around the continent.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to try and bring Africa together. So on a weekly basis, I should be able to speak to a minimum of at least 8 media heads from around the continent, preferably radio DJs who are obviously popular in their own countries. So we'll be connecting Africa through these WhatsApp groups, through these Facebook groups, and of course, the melting pot will be here on air. That's what we're going to do with it.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, man. What's happening in your personal life?
Personal life. Do I have a personal life?
You tell me.
Man.
Come on. Last time we checked in with you, you were single and available.
Yeah. I'm still single.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm still single.
Right, this is good news for a lot of women.
Is it really?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I've been told women actually prefer someone who's in a relationship.
Well, then they try to wrestle you from that relationship,
yes.
And it's been a bit of a game. Right?
Yeah, they're saying it makes you more appealing.
When you're that with whole someone that else. Whole forbidden fruit thing.
Yes, when
isn't
you're
it the
someone.
Same with men?
Actually, no.
Not.
With us, it's just, you just well, have
you,
to
you,
have a vagina.
You won't push, that's the only requirement. Yeah,
yeah that's it.
It's, yeah, very basic.
And we
yeah.
don't actually want
yeah.
a challenge.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, look.
It's too much
listen,
work.
If it were possible for you to just give it to us and you can go elsewhere, do your makeup, it's fine.
It would work out well for
yes.
us.
Speaking of that, someone just sent me a suggestion for your theme music for your show.
Okay.
Especially on the days when Dineo is not there and it's just you.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
My pussy good, pussy sweet.
Oh wow!
Do you like this?
Oh wow! I love the content.
Wait, it gets better. Listen, listen.
Jeez.
You like this?
I love to see the video.
Oh, it's amazing.
The music video must be amazing.
And do you know what her name is? This artist.
Please
what's the most
me.
Unlikely name for an artist who sings something like that?
Mabale.
No, yes, that too. But it's not Mabale.
Is it unlikely?
Her name is Lady.
Oh, wow.
How's that?
Lady.
Yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. The nerve.
I know.
Lady. All right.
Now, you've met the rest of the lineup. What do we think of them? Are you happy with the rest of the lineup on Touch Central?
I think it's a very nice, diverse lineup. I mean, if you look at... let's take... Ari, for instance, and mm-hmm. Kat. Mm-hmm. They have such incredible chemistry. They've done this before.
Right.
I think it was bound to happen at some point. And then, I don't know about my chemistry with Dineo. He and I hung out in the past 2 days. Maybe that's what's going to make it work. The fact that, she doesn't know much about me. I don't know much about her.
But then your audience don't know much about either of you two either.
Yeah.
So you're all going to get to know each other together.
And I think that's what makes for interesting radio. I think it would be boring if we just came and we just agreed on everything.
Yeah.
I think she's highly opinionated, which I am. And the previous show that I did didn't really, that side of me didn't show much because the focus was really the life aspect, just basically linking artists and music together and the keyboard players. So... I think that's going to be very interesting. It's really going to be interesting.
Are there any no-go zones that you're just going to avoid?
With her?
Mm.
I don't think you can with Dineo, based on what I've seen. I don't think... Look, the Dineo I met is somebody who... She's making a lot of effort about her life.
Absolutely.
Certain things. She wants to present herself in a certain manner.
Yeah.
And I respect that. I don't know if that's going to hold as, you know, radio, how it goes. Once the mic is on, sometimes everything just flies out the window. So it looks like she wants to present a specific side to her this is one of the reasons why she came here. She chose this platform specifically. Mm-hmm. So based on that, I don't know. We'll just have to let it play out on air and see how it goes.
All right. Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to Touch Central.
Good.
The most impulsive human being I have ever come across in my life. Last night we were here working and he just suddenly went on air.
Are you talking about Touch?
Yeah.
Oh, he just went on air suddenly?
Yeah, he went on air and he wouldn't stop. He just carried on. If we didn't stop him, we'd have given away stuff, including the equipment here. Like, it was...
I remember you played a lot of his songs and you continued to. Omi.
Yes.
We had him on this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From Jamaica.
Yeah, that is so dope. Duncan told me about that connection recently. How was that interview?
That was cool. It was quick because, unfortunately, you know, we got to him late and he wasn't at the phone number that we had originally.
Does he speak English well?
Yeah, he's very good. Sounds American, though. He doesn't sound Jamaican.
Ah, okay.
Didn't you notice that? She was not talking like this.
Not at all.
No. He's speaking like this.
I'm shocked Garrett that hasn't made any Usain Bolt jokes since I've been here. I've been here, I'm beginning to wonder if I'm on the show.
Does that annoy you?
No.
Do you like it?
This is not me. Every person who meets O'Neill, they all say to him, and he hates it because he doesn't want to be the lookalike. He wants to be O'Neill. but every time anyone sees this guy, they go, oh, he looks exactly like Usain Bolt. So now I try to say it for them so that they don't say it.
Yeah, before anything. Right. Like that's how he introduces me.
Oh,
this is O'Neill. Oh, by the way, he looks like Disney. And then, that's where it's...
That. You can't stand
it. No, but listen, it's everywhere. And I think during the Olympics, it was at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even go to gym without...
Oh.
Did you get any action?
Yeah, I put
action?
On a hoodie.
Did you get any action from anybody because of this?
Because Usain Bolt definitely got action while he was at the
But
Olympics.
Would people really have sex with me because I looked like Usain Bolt? Just how dumb are people now?
Oh, people are dumber than
that. People have had sex for all sorts of reasons.
Dude. Are you absolutely serious?
Of course.
Of course. I'll try it. I don't know how.
Listen, everybody, you got to hear O'Neill today on Touch Central at 1 o'clock with Dine Oranaga. It's going to be very exciting, and you can join them just before Touch takes to the air at 3. It's going to be great. Cool, Aria, guys. And thank you, man. We'll check in with you. This, by the way, our show is not 4 hours. This is just for today and tomorrow, because starting on Monday, Lerato Chabalala is going to start her own show at 9. And if you are wondering what's happening to the rest of the lineup on cliffcentral.com, you will still be able to find all of those on the Cliff Central app, on the Cliff Central site, and you'll be able to get podcasts of all of that too. So, nothing's lost. There is just more gained. It's very, very exciting. What is it, Flex? I see you want to say something. Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to say to O'Neill, so a few weeks back, me and Danae, we were quite close. We were WhatsApping each other quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And she's honestly a lovely woman, but she's a hard worker. Yes. So you've got to find your inner Usain Bolt and put your running shoes on, because if you're ready, she's good to go.
Yeah, no, she's a hard worker.
She would message me at like 2 a.m. with a reply, and she's still hard at work.
We both work hard.
I think what Flex is trying to tell you is he thinks you will be the lazy one in this.
No, story. I'm not.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
Also,
you're looking for trouble with O'Neill.
I'm very proud of O'Neill. Yeah? I've been seeing him a lot on social media, DJing around Johannesburg, playing big events like Why Not to hundreds of people. Very proud of you, O'Neill.
I had two friends who went to Why Not.
Yeah.
And they posted a picture of this one girl who was lying outside in the street.
Yeah.
She had thrown up all over herself. Oh, it was very unattractive.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's got to be the lowest of low. I mean, imagine you're the poor girl who's in a photograph on social media lying in the street.
People go all out for Why Not.
Scary. All right, cool, but it's good to see that you're playing everywhere.
Yeah, man, I try.
Those public appearances.
I try. I think it'll always be an extension of me. It's an extension of what I do here.
All right, thank you, O'Neill. Cool, but good. There we go. Lots of exciting stuff to get stuck into today. It is spring day. It's also 9:45. Aria Kelman and Katlehomoa Duba on from 10 o'clock today, but usually only 11 to 1. So it's all just because Lerato's in America. She's actually flying back. She messaged me at 1 a.m. because of the time difference.
Mm, what did she say in the message?
Let me see what she says. Let me read it to you. Hope you're all geared up for the big day. She says, I've got a 16-hour flight from the States and then another 8 from Dubai. so I want to kill myself.
Sure, understandable.
She says, anyway, just wanted to check that all the shows are ready. I want to be sure in case anything has changed. I'm already in touch with Pashida. We've started getting in touch with people for interviews, and she will be landing on Friday. So she's very, very excited. Lerato.
So, you know, all that the controversy that her book generated. Mm. The book is called The Way I See It.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of people got touched by the supposed book. Now, Dumi Morake was saying to me the other day that she's reading the book, and she said that she's waiting to get to the part where it becomes offensive, and so far it hasn't. And Dumi reckons that a lot of the people who were outraged by this book probably haven't even read it, because she says the book is great.
Well, you know, this is the problem with people. Is people get upset and outraged, and they actually, a week later, they don't care.
No, because they've moved on to the next thing.
And this is why I think when people say they're offended by something, the only appropriate response to that is to say, so what? So what? And then they'll go, but I'm offended. And you go, yeah, and what do you want me to do about it?
Mm.
What do they want you to do about it when they're offended?
They want you to take it back and to apologize for ever upsetting them.
They want a hug, and they want a kiss, and they want to be feeling special, and all of that stuff. So it's just basically a cry for attention. When someone tells you they're offended, just pat them like a dog, or hug them, or tell them that you're going to give them a sweetie.
Speak softly.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Stuff. And then they'll get over themselves, and they'll very quickly realize how dumb it was to get offended in the first place. It's ridiculous. Grow up. Timo ODV. Yeah, find my way. TouchCentral.fm. I see our people are all over the streets. They're in Johannesburg, Durban, Pretoria, Cape Town, handing out t-shirts and caps and, you know, getting everybody excited. Foot soldiers on the ground. It needs to be pointed out, you know, we always talk about Ben's big head. Ben is wearing a Touch Central cap, which Touch brought in for him just now.
Nice.
At the back of the cap, you have those holes that you put the little things through so that you can adjust the
adjustable
size.
Section. Yeah.
Right. And Ben is on the last two, and it still barely gets over his huge cranium.
It's perched, yeah.
Flax, how many you got in your cap?
I got five, like...
Overlapping.
Overlapping. I don't know how Ben has, like, one or two.
Well, he has two, but that's only because if he put it on one, it would start falling off.
Yeah.
We should bring in tape measure and measure our heads.
Yes, I think we would be horrified.
Well, look, guys, I think, spoiler alert, I'd win. Oh, I don't know if I'd be winning, though. So I must tell you, there's actually going to be a partial solar eclipse right now.
Because your head's in the way?
What way, Kenny?
No, there's like right here in South Africa. So if you're in, don't look at the sun. That's really bad for you.
Yeah, please don't look at the sun.
But there's going to be a partial eclipse happening from now, Pretoria time, for the world. And between now and like 12:38, there'll be some eclipsing going on.
Hmm.
Oh my God.
Do we know what is being eclipsed? Is it the sun?
It's
is
a partial solar eclipse.
Okay. Which means that the moon gets between the sun and us. So when you look up, you'll see the moon in the way of the sun. But you don't want to look at the sun.
No.
So unless you have those glasses that they supply you with.
Yeah.
Or you're looking at it through a reflection, basically, in a an approved astronomical lens. Don't do it, because otherwise you'll look at it and it'll burn your eyes and you won't be able to see ever again. And it's a disaster. I mean, there was that one girl.
Yeah.
Remember that story in Johannesburg 5-6 years ago? That girl who looked into the sun because she was going to see Jesus, and she ended up not being able to see anything ever again. It burnt her retina to bits and pieces. Her eyes were basically steaming. It was a disaster.
It was worse than that.
Not a good idea, all right? Please don't look at the sun.
But it's a partial eclipse. A full eclipse will take place in 2030.
Okay. If we make it to that.
So if you missed this one today, then 2030.
Speaking of astronomical stuff, yesterday someone tweeted me and said, oh, Mabale and Ben are always talking about how great it would be if a meteor or an asteroid struck the Earth and all humans were taken out.
So nice.
Well, apparently we missed this by a couple of centimeters yesterday.
We almost got hit?
Well, it flew in our outer atmosphere right past us, but there was actually an asteroid that could have hit us.
Sure.
It was quite close. Narrowly missed the Earth. Sorry, Mubs, you've missed your chance.
Not our time yet.
No. We still got a couple more years. Yes, Flax, what is it?
We need to start living underground. Because when an asteroid does hit, and say we like a couple layers below the Earth, then we won't be so badly affected. And it is possible to live underground.
Of course we will. We'll be affected.
I mean, if that asteroid strikes the surface of the Earth...
It smashes right through.
The chemical reactions that will fall out from that will affect...
Where are you going to get food? Food doesn't grow in the mantle of the Earth.
We'd have to take a supply enough or start growing stuff.
You also need light. That's why English people are so...
Miserable.
Hobbitish.
Yeah. You need light. It's a problem. All right. Okay, let's get out of here, everybody. Thank you for an awesome start to Touch Central today. We will be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. for Friday. It's spring day, so I hope you have an excellent season of spring. I think it's going to be exciting. I love this time of year. It's my favorite. Everything starts smelling beautiful, looking beautiful, sounding beautiful. Everything about it makes me happy. So what a way to start spring. We will forever remember this as our birthday. For Touch Central. And thank you for being part of it today, even if you had to put up with my grumpiness at around, what, 7:45?
Yeah.
Yeah. My buddy kept a track of that. She's got the...
It's been logged.
She's got the HR book that has me being a violent, aggressive asshole at around 7:45. She's keeping track of these things. All right. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Be good. CliffCentral.com.